My name is Zach Arnold, and I'm a former Hollywood film and television editor turned career strategist and the creator of Optimize Yourself, where I help artists, creatives, and storytellers just like you design the more balanced, more sustainable, and more fulfilling creative career that you deserve. In a nutshell, I'm Tim Ferriss meets Ted Lasso, minus the mustache, because I am obsessed with both learning everything I can about optimizing human potential while also inspiring you to realize yours. If you are ready to step outside your comfort zone, let's dive right in and unlock the optimized version of you. Hello, and welcome to the Optimize Yourself podcast, where I share honest and candid conversations with best-selling authors, world-class athletes, Hollywood legends, elite experts in a variety of fields, as well as everyday people that are achieving extraordinary things. It means the world to me that with all the podcast choices out there, you have chosen to invest your valuable time, energy, and attention with me. Now, before we get started, don't forget to visit optimizeyourself.me/podcast so you can subscribe, leave a review, and so you can also download your unique customized podcast playlist where I'm going to send you the 5 best expert interviews from our archives to help you achieve your specific goals. So on that note, without further ado, let's get right to today's guest. So as a special treat for you before we wind down 2024, I wanted to share one of the latest newsletters that I released that hopefully was written with the intent of helping you get some clarity on how to proceed with your goals, given the massive uncertainty and terror that we are all facing in 2025. If you enjoy this newsletter and you would like to make sure to not miss future newsletters, then simply go to optimizeyourself.me/newsletter to subscribe to all of my future emails. Well, here we are, my friend. It is the last full work week of 2024 before we drag our lifeless zombie carcasses across the finish line and slowly slip into an eggnog and sugar cookie-induced coma. We did it! We survived till 25. So now what? Way back in February of 2023, I wrote the following. The perfect storm is coming for our jobs, whether we like it or not. This was shortly after the release of ChatGPT, just before the writer's strike began, and well before the public was aware of the giant Ponzi scheme that has become streaming television. My unvarnished perspective that we needed to prepare for a seismic shift in how we make a living was at the time viciously attacked by trolls, by social media followers, and even some of my peers as being nothing more than a doomsayer. I was told we need to stay strong in solidarity to quote unquote protect our jobs from AI and just wait out the strikes. After all, the business is cyclical and entertainment is recession proof, just like during the pandemic, right? Right? Well, here we are, my friend, just short of 2 years later, and our livelihoods have been flipped turned upside down, Fresh Prince style. While many got their lawn chairs, their coolers, and their binoculars to sit on the beach and watch the tsunami barrel towards them, I began to batten down the hatches. I quickly pivoted to helping my students leverage their existing skills, knowledge, and experience so they could diversify their income streams and not have to rely on a singular specialized skill anymore to pay their bills. In addition, I also interviewed a slew of experts across multiple industries that were related to the intersection of business, the economy, and creativity to help us better understand this new future barreling towards us, including my episodes with Christina Wallace, Moreau Guillen, and Brad Stolberg, which are all searchable on your podcast app in our podcast library. Now, if I could boil down over 4 hours of these mind-blowing conversations into the one singular quote that has framed my approach to weathering the storm, it is the following. Less than 5% of specialized careers will survive artificial intelligence. We will all become generalists. And this was from Moreau Guillen, who's the vice dean of Wharton Business School. Having spent the last 2 years helping hundreds of my students all over the globe design their own unique paths out of this mess towards a more diversified and fulfilling creative career, I am confident of the following. We are not starting over. We are the oddballs, the misfits, the rebels, the weirdos, and the nerds. We are the problem solvers, the thinkers, the innovators, and the storytellers. When there are creative problems that nobody else can crack, we are the ones that they come to who make shit happen. We are the ones who make the impossible possible. We are the creatives. As creatives, we are not specialized widgets. We are instead an intricate web of generalized and unique knowledge, multiple complex skills and creative abilities that few others possess. We were made for this. We are some of the best storytellers in the world. The irony is that we suck at telling our own stories, and survival is the wrong storyline. Not once did I buy into any of the survive till 25 bullshit. Yes, it is clear to me that come 2025, there's going to be more work again. I have already noticed over the last several months a significant uptick in the amount of calls and interviews that my students have been getting because of their networking and their outreach efforts. And more importantly, even though many of the students in my program are still looking for work, we've gone from every single one of them saying, well, I'm not working and nobody else I know is either, to instead, well, I'm not working yet, but I know a bunch of people who are. Now, moreover, I have seen, quote unquote, the grids, those elusive listings of projects that are going into pre-production and production in the studio system. The work is coming back. We are never going to be close to late 2022 levels of production ever again. But for those who know people who know people who know people, there are opportunities in this fiercely competitive market. But I never want any of us to be lulled into a false sense of security again. Because having a singular specialized career path is now the riskiest path of them all. I no longer want to continue the storyline that our role is simply to survive. The new storyline is to redefine who we are as creatives, and more importantly, redefine who we are as humans. So the question becomes, are you ready to redefine your story? Redefining who we are as creatives in an uncertain media landscape is a frightening endeavor, but I don't believe we have a choice anymore. The good news is that we don't have to navigate this uncertainty alone. I'm currently assembling the next cohort of my year-long Creatives Mastermind program, and if any of what I just discussed resonated at all, you and I should probably chat. Starting in January, we're going to work together as a small group of 10 to redefine our creative careers and all but future-proof ourselves from the uncertainty that lies ahead. For all of 2025, we're going to work together to redefine first what we do for a living so that we no longer have to wait for work, but instead we can create opportunities for ourselves. Secondly, how we work. So our careers allow us to thrive both at work and outside of it instead of burning us out. And why we do what we do so that there is a purpose to our lives. And all of this to ultimately redefine who we are as creatives, as storytellers, and most importantly, as human beings in a world filled with productivity-obsessed human doers. In the midst of every crisis lies great opportunity. I was inspired to build this year-long mastermind program because the way that we have been taught to build our careers no longer works, and there's no way that we're going to navigate these challenges alone. But what we do have is the opportunity to redefine normal in our lives and build a better future for ourselves, where we can be defined by more than the job title on our resumes. However, redefining who we are is going to require one, a more resilient mindset and the belief that we can achieve difficult and scary goals. Two, a comprehensive strategy to navigate the three-dimensional game of chess that our lives have become. And three, the right tactics and tools to ensure that we are effectively using our time, our energy, and our attention. Frankly, our most important resources. But most importantly, redefining who we are will require a community. Having spent more than a decade studying high-performing individuals across a variety of industries and disciplines, I can say the following with 100% confidence. Nobody succeeds alone. To quote the famous African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. If you are tired of just surviving and you would instead like to redefine your storyline in 2025, you might be a good fit for my year-long Creatives Mastermind program. If it might be worth discussing, all you have to do is visit optimizeyourself.me/mastermind, read more info, reach out to me, and let's chat. So on that note, I hope you have a wonderful holiday and new year. Take care of yourself and be well.